Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Is this not one of the, honestly, when you look at sports days, Lance, John, RJ here with you this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When you look at sports days, this is one of the best. These 2 days, Thursday and Friday, like divisional round, or no, not division, yeah, divisional playoff, NFL playoff games. Though it's not wild card, but the divisional week.
Yeah.
That's probably the best weekend of NFL football. This is, well, and then you got World Series, obviously, for us, but
not for this most is, these not two for most people.
Not for most us, people, yeah. For us, you know. But that's how we roll with baseball. This is one of the, these 2 days are some of the, a couple of the best days of the year, sports wise.
Yeah.
It's a celebration.
Yeah. It's, it always has been. Thursday, Friday. And frankly, Saturday, Sunday's really good too. Thursday, Friday are special because it's just game. And then there's a little break in there before your evening games, but this is where if you get a chance, I notice that not as many people do it anymore as used to. Like when we started the show, and for years, there's not as many bars that are just completely packed with people for March Madness, which I don't really understand why it's not the same exact way. But remember when we used to have to get to Knicks? Like you had to get there before 11.
Yeah,
you can be there at 11.
No, and we'd have it was a 3-meal day for us.
Yeah, You went all the way through. Yeah. You're ordering multiple times. So I noticed that it's not like that in as many spots anymore, which is curious because my buddy Solis has taken a half day today, and we're talking about watching a game. So right after this is done, I got to go grind through as many players as I can, try to get 2 players done, then go meet him, watch games, have lunch, and then I'll come back tonight to the house and, you know, finish up some players, but
and watch on the patio.
It's what you do. It's what you do.
Yeah. No. It's a wonderful day. I'm gonna go. My JT's got some boys. I got a nice TV set up upstairs that we've got. The setup. So we'll be watching the games there. So this is a great day. Great day. This is where most vasectomies take place. This is like the busiest weekend of the year for vasectomies.
Oh, because you just get a lay around?
You get to lay around with an ice pack and watch games. This is like historically one of the great vasectomy weekends of the year.
I mean, it makes sense. I know I've heard it before. I think I've heard you say it before.
No, I read an article that said this is a great weekend for the vasectomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
If you want to try to see if you can do a walk-in somewhere. Just say, hey, you guys doing vasectomies today?
You chop shop?
Would you have reservations? No. Just like a restaurant. Like, it's going to be a 3-hour wait. Are you willing to do that? Do you have TVs in the lobby?
Yeah, I'm not doing a 3-hour wait for anything, to tell you the truth,
right,
anymore. You sure you can't squeeze me in somewhere?
I mean, we've got a doctor's assistant that can see you and try to
do it.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm all about that as opposed to waiting.
Yeah, but a lot of people on vasectomies, they want them to be really locked in.
Yeah, no.
They don't want them like to be a little right. It just didn't take.
I just missed.
Just didn't take. Guess I've got a kid.
No, well, that too. Plus, you got, I don't know, are there scalpels involved or a laser or anything? And yeah. It's close to, you know, the boys. Yeah, no. I want somebody who's pretty good at it.
What do they do now? Is there a scalpel involved? Is it lasers? Like, how do you do it? What do you do?
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't. I've never had.
I've never had one. Never had one.
They don't sound amazing. Just the thought of doing, I mean, you know, the end point, okay, but the process is not one that sounds like it's great.
But he got when his kid was young, the mom got him a coffee cup. Happy Father's Day, Dad. Your pullout game is weak.
What?
Right. That was a nice Father's Day gift for a buddy of mine. So, I mean, if you've got a strong pullout game, then you don't need a vasectomy. But here's the deal: is you got to watch. So we got all day. Listen, you're going to go home and work on players. You're going to go home tonight, 8:20. The Cougs play Northern Kentucky.
Yeah,
and this is kind of a big deal. You know what else is kind of a big deal? Whether or not Marcus Sasser plays. Marcus Sasser, Mark Berman was there and has this soundbite from Marcus Sasser about where the pain is and how he's doing.
I can, you know, like sprint. I can do everything vertical, like with no pain, but it's just, you know, the hard cuts, the defensive slides, the jumping, the exploding off my leg. That's kind of where the pain comes from. But like I said, from Sunday to today, you know, I can feel it getting better, like when I'm exploding or sliding or jumping. That's the scary part, you know, about making the decision about going or holding out. You know, that's the scary part because I don't want to make it worse and have to, you know, hold out even longer. So just got to be prayed up and, you know, try to make the right decision.
So what do you do if you're Kelvin Sampson? Do you hold him till a possible second round game? Well, this is the second round. It's so stupid now with the playing game. Today is the first round.
This is
the first round. So do you hold him out tonight?
Oh, 100%. You can't. If he's got pain in lateral movement, that's basketball. I mean, that's it's not going to do anything but get worse. So you absolutely look. My prediction here is Sasser's. If he tries to come back, it will be re-aggravated, and I'm really worried that you're not going to see Sasser in the turn. Like by the end point of wherever the Cougs finish, whether it's national championship or fourth round, you know, or lose the first round, wherever. I just really don't feel confident about this because it's a soft tissue injury. We know those don't just go away quickly. He's already saying, okay, in one direction I'm fine, but in the other direction it's painful. You have to sit him out for the first round, and you're probably going to have to sit him out for the second round, hope you get to Sweet 16, and then check it then. At least it gives you another week. You know, and you're talking about almost 2 weeks. But you can't do it too early.
But I don't know that you get past Iowa or who's Iowa playing.
Anyway. Well, that just may be the case. But this is a team of all teams where you're supposed to step up, next man up.
Right.
That's who the Cougars are. That's what
reason,
they stand for.
I don't know what the deal was with them. You know, they played so much better defensively against Memphis, except in that championship game. Marcus Sasser isn't their best defender. You know, obviously he's a vital cog to this team, but they look crap defensively against Memphis. Mm-hmm. Memphis did what they wanted. Memphis out-rebounded them. It's not like Sasser's a huge rebounder for them. I don't know what happened, but if they play like that, that they did against Memphis, they're getting blown out in the second round. Tonight, they probably are going to be able to get by Northern Kentucky.
Yeah.
Although Kelvin Sampson said, really? That's a team that beat Cincinnati by 13.
Yeah.
So let's slow down on we're just going to win this game. And that's a coach's job. But you possibly could get – you probably could get past tonight without Sasser. I don't think you get past Saturday.
It's going to be really tough because this is your best shooter, your best scorer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the rest of the guys –
how about he made first-team All-American?
Yeah, and the rest of the guys have looked really poor. I saw, as a matter of fact, we'll get into it a little bit later, but ESPN had a Jonathan Givony from Draft Express and ESPN Draft Coverage did a mock draft with only players who are in the NCAA tournament. Only players, and he did two full rounds. So I'll tell you where Sasser and Jairus Walker ended up.
Okay. We got that going on. We also got, now it's starting to get a little scary. The Rockets win again last night. Now, I mean, now they don't have the worst record in the NBA anymore. Detroit has the worst record at 16-54. The Rockets are 17-52. But the Rockets win back-to-back games. Here's the deal. I'm not scared anymore because they still have a five-game. They're still five wins behind the next, what is it, Charlotte or whomever it is that's in the East. They still have a five-game cushion to get the most ping-pong balls that you can possibly get, 14% ping-pong balls. Here's the deal, though. If you finish with the worst record in the NBA, the worst you can draft is fourth. The worst you can draft is fourth. So, but here's the deal. If you don't draft first or second this year, what's the difference where you draft? It doesn't matter.
I don't know about that. Brandon Miller's talented.
He's talented.
I mean, you're going to have to see. Look, if you're okay with drafting Jalen Carter, then you have to be okay with drafting. If you wouldn't draft Brandon Miller, then don't even tell me you would look at Jalen Carter at 12 for the Texans.
Well, Jalen Carter, that's another story.
Jalen is the nightmare for Jalen Carter gets worse every day. Yeah. If you're not drafting Brandon Miller based on what you know about him, you cannot touch. You got to pull Jalen Carter off your board completely.
Yeah.
No, that's just the truth.
Well, but the Jalen Carter.
I'm just saying, those are two separate high-rated guys, and I guarantee you the Rockets wouldn't pull Brandon Miller off.
Well, Brandon Miller's going to be the third guy. Even if it's the Rockets, they're going to take Brandon Miller at three. And you know what? That's fine. Whatever. I would prefer not having him on my team, but he's going to be in the league, and he's going to be the third pick overall. It's still – Brandon Miller's nice, but you want those first two guys.
Yeah, they're a lot better.
They're a lot better. So if the Rockets finish with the second best – now, the second worst record. Now, the second worst record last year was Orlando. Orlando drafted first because you got 14 – you got the most ping-pong balls. The bottom three teams have the most ping-pong balls, 14% of the ping-pong balls. So you still have just as good a chance. Now, you will draft lower if you don't make it. If you're outside looking in, there's a possibility that you could be drafting fifth instead of fourth. Again, fourth is – what's that for? Four is not nearly as – I mean, if it's not one or two, you know, three would be great. If it's Brandon Miller, four, whatever, five, whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, you probably get a really good basketball player. This team needs Victor. This team needs Scoot. This team has to have one of those top two picks. And there's no question. Otherwise, we're going to be in this hell.
What hell? Longer. You mean winning?
Yeah, I know they beat the Lakers with okay,
and the Celtics.
Yeah, the Celtics a little bit different story. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, Larry David.
Let me ask you a question about this starting lineup.
Okay.
Hachimura.
Yep.
Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. Brown Jr. Mm-hmm. Russell and Beasley. Not Michael.
Which Russell?
And not Bill Russell.
Is it Westbrook not or D'Angelo Russell?
Wasn't Bill Russell. Okay. It's Brown. Okay. Not Jalen. Okay. Not that one. It's Vanderbilt. Not the really, really rich one. Okay. And it's Hachimura, I don't know any Hachimuras to compare with this one.
Well, he was a lottery pick, but okay.
Yeah, I know.
I think Hachimura was lottery. I believe he was.
Yeah. Absolutely was. But
let's see, D'Angelo Russell.
And off the bench, here comes Gabriel.
Mm-hmm. In your eyes, I am complete. Is it Peter Gabriel's son?
No, it's not Peter Gabriel.
Darren Gabriel, Peter Gabriel's son, who's a
Schroeder. Okay, Schroeder came off the bench.
German. Yeah. He plays soccer for the German national team. You mean former Rocket, right. Dennis Schroeder.
Reeves, not Superman, wasn't Christopher.
Right.
Okay. And then Walker. And it wasn't Chet Walker or Walker.
Bueller.
Walker Bueller or Walker.
Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger. Yep. Yeah. There wasn't any of those. This Lakers team. Nice job, LeBron, putting this together.
Is LeBron going to win Executive of the Year? Serious question.
Your team sucks. Okay? Look, he's wearing all his Lakers gear today. You lost to the Rockets last night. Your team blows.
Is that a better loss for the Lakers or like a horrible loss for the Rockets?
Horrible win.
It was a horrible win.
Wanted them to win earlier. Now it's like,
slow down.
Well, I didn't mean
this
in
two
a row.
In a row thing.
I didn't mean in a row.
Right.
No, it just seems like this Lakers thing. I mean, I don't know. You don't want Anthony Davis playing back-to-backs, although you said he's completely pain-free. Darvin Ham says no one's going to be sitting out these last few games, and then you have Anthony Davis sitting out against the Rockets. You need every game you can get, and you decide to do this. I mean, did you feel that confident you could beat the Rockets without, you know, your number one guy? Yeah, but I mean, you know, when Kevin Porter Jr. is basically jaw-jacking with Dennis Schroeder and just saying, you know, you suck and you're trash, and he's talking to Darvin Ham and Phil Handy on the bench saying, like, he's too small, get him out of here. Well, it's like,
he was giving him this?
Oh, yeah. Like, he was talking to Phil Handy. Little? He's like, dude, get him out of here. Why you got him on me? Really? I'm like,
well, Kevin Porter Jr.
This is
going to
be a long night.
Yeah.
Kevin Porter Jr. had a nice game. Nice game. So
they spread it around yesterday.
You don't need Scoot now. You don't need Scoot.
It's not. You know what you need to do? You need to move Kevin Porter Jr. for, look how talented this guy is. Somebody needs to give up a first for him.
Yeah. Well, first, you don't need any more. Okay, stop with the draft picks. You got the youngest team in the history of basketball. Let's stop with the draft picks. Let's get some players in here. And speaking of which, I was listening to the Killer Bees yesterday, and we got to talk about it on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Why are you rubbing your eyes like
you're... Because Jeremy is just...
Not again, and Jeremy.
Oh, my God. He's... it's time to talk about Chastain Ford. You want to talk about greatness. Chastain Ford is greatness. Look, if you're looking for the best possible way to get that truck right now, that pickup right now on the lot, F-150, F-250, F-350, truck month, I think it's still going on. I mean, it was supposed to be until the middle of the month. But I'm going to tell you this. If you go in there today and you go, listen, I just want to get that 0% financing. I'll hear John talking about it. I want 0% financing for 36 months. I want no payments for 90 days. I want nothing down. Please give me this. Okay, we'll give you. You got to get there, though. This is going to end. This is where it was supposed to be. You, my friends, take advantage of all of the greatness that is Chastain Ford. They're doing this, and nobody else is doing. I haven't seen anyone else saying 0% finance, 0%, 0, 0, 0. Nothing. Nobody. Because they can job you. Every other dealership, they're jobbing you and getting as much as they possibly can because that's how the car industry is now. But it's not that way at Chastain Ford. They want you to get all the rebates that Ford is throwing down. They want you to get the best deal that you possibly can. They want you at the payments that you have to be at. If you're looking for that Ford car or truck right now, it is the time. They're on the lot, or you can order them. All of these things are happening right now at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
What goes nice with tournament? Well, a nice tall glass. Well, not too tall now because we're sipping tequila. So we don't want to make it too tall, but we'll start off with a nice, easy, smooth añejo and maybe move it over to the Cristalino after that. Now, I'm obviously expecting you to buy two different bottles of tequila from Maestro Dobel, but why wouldn't you? Maestro Dobel is 11 generations of tequila makers. They know what they're doing. From Mexico, they make it in tequila Mexico. There are different flavor profiles with every single tequila. They all are very smooth, very smooth. There's no burn in this. So whether you're drinking a margarita or a sipping tequila, or maybe you want a different type of cocktail, the reposado, the añejo, the añejo extra, the silver, the smoke silver, the Cristalino, these are all different varieties of tequilas that Maestro Dobel makes, and every one of them is great for sipping. That's how refined they are, and yet that silver goes great in any margaritas you're making. This is cocktail weather, this is patio weather, it's basketball weather. Mix them all up, throw them together, and have a great time outdoors enjoying yourself with Maestro Dobel.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
We got to hear Bobby. We got to hear some Bobby. So this is just the instrumental, but we talked about Bobby Caldwell a few weeks ago.
I surprised you with
it. Yeah, you really surprised me.
Everyone gets surprised. Every year there's a new
My wife was surprised yesterday. We're watching ABC News. Yeah. How about the the national news.
Yeah,
they
did
a deal
that he
on
was
it.
Big enough to be.
Yeah,
because it's not like he had a string of number one hits.
No, but and they did a long story on him. It was like, holy crap! My wife was like, wait a minute, he's a white guy.
I know. Everyone gets shocked by the blue-eyed soul of Bobby Caldwell.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
Bobby Caldwell died, and
he's saying what you won't do for love, which is
this.
Here it is.
All right, bring it up.
We just did this a couple weeks ago.
I came back to let you know.
No.
Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
Honest, I had zero idea.
No, so that's the same time, about the same time you had some, a little before Jeffrey Osborne. But, you know, yeah, it was a big, R&B was a really big deal back in the 70s and 80s, huge. And it was really before rap music was, I mean, it was so not mainstream, it was R&B. And so you had a lot of R&B singers, and Bobby, the guy who sings, I see the crystal, what was his name? Just the Two
Withers.
Of Us. Was that?
Bill Withers
did sing Just the Two of Us? Okay. So he had a soulful voice, and when you hear Bobby Caldwell, you think of the same thing. Bobby Caldwell was just a white guy.
Yeah.
And so it was, but you actually had more guys who were more soulful back then, who, like Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates. If you hear Sarah Smile, it's the same kind
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But not, Ambrosia, but you knew it was Daryl Hall.
But Bobby Caldwell was the jam, like every, and that was before you, like videos, you didn't really have videos of this song. So it's, yeah, it's, it, I don't know, we talked about it like a couple, maybe a couple months ago, but he passed away yesterday. So,
yeah.
So there's a new group of people who are being shocked by Bobby Caldwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just the two
of us.
There's
a whole generation. There's a whole generation shocked by. Listen, I'm an old generation, and I was shocked by Bobby Caldwell.
Well, wait until you hear.
I was living it then.
Do you know who Tina Marie is? Because Tina Marie will do the same thing to you. Tina Marie.
Oh, but that doesn't matter.
And it's not Ginger on
that. That doesn't matter anymore.
No, Tina Marie was Tina Marie was play Square Biz for John real quick. I want you to hear Square Biz from Tina Marie. There's quite a few songs, but now Tina Marie had a lot of hits, and she has also did some stuff with Rick James. But wait until you hear Tina Marie, you'll get the same Bobby Caldwell vibes. Red hair, Tina Marie.
Oh yeah.
White girl, red hair, maybe more soulful than Bobby.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole group of people that get shocked by Tina Marie, too,
can't
every year.
To hear him. Let me hear Tina Marie.
Not, definitely not him.
Oh. Everybody
get up! Look at me putting John on 80s R&B.
I'm Rick James.
Watch this. And she played in this song, she plays a guitar. She was multi-instrumental. Before there was no Christina Aguilar, there was no, you know, because she's done some of the same stuff. Of course, she wasn't white. Yeah, Tina Marie she's the jam.
You know how I know this song?
How?
This is the theme song to Hollywood Squares.
They made this. See, I haven't watched Hollywood Squares for years. They
like,
made Square
early,
Biz.
Like Hollywood
the
Squares. Yeah, this
with
was the
Paul
theme song.
Lind in the middle.
Yeah, this is the theme.
This is Hollywood Squares.
Well, no, they made it.
Yeah, they made it. But yeah, this is the original
Lady
song.
Lady T is the. She is highly regarded and respected by R&B fans. Highly, highly held in very high regard. The slow jam she does with Rick James. They did
I'm
it
Rick
at
James.
Yeah, it was. She's got a lot of great songs.
All right. We've mentioned the Killer Bees. Listen. So yesterday, their whole first couple of segments, I was driving out, and their first couple of segments was just about how stupid everybody is about this whole free agency offseason for the Houston Texans. That if you don't agree with Jeremy, then you really don't know anything about football. That you put together a team through the draft. That's what you do. Well, no duh. The point being with the free agency and the Houston Texans, and my gripe with them, is that they pick up all kinds of free agents. There's all kinds of free agents out there, and they pick up all kinds of free agents. The free agents that they pick up are basically just guys. They're Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Just a guy. That's what they do. It's what they've been doing. There seems to be no rhyme or reason. It's just let's grab whatever we can to just fill rosters. I call it the Christian Kirksey syndrome. Just let's get whatever guy, and we can afford him, and we're gonna plug him in, as opposed to getting some pieces that will work toward a championship.
What does
he made
Jeremy
all
say?
Kinds of references to all the teams that he even made a reference to the Rams. Well, the Rams. Listen, yeah, the Rams won, and they had some free agents, but they drafted Aaron Donald. He mentioned one other guy that they drafted. I'm like, they basically put this together with free agency.
You mean Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, he's kind of your two best players were drafted.
Your two best players were drafted. And the rest were all filled in, basically.
Well,
they
were the ones who basically just said, that's why they are where they are. They said FTP, and they just unloaded all their draft picks.
Yes, that's right.
But I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to do that either. But he was making the point that they did it through the draft. No, they didn't. They did it through free agency.
Well, they did it both. I mean, when your best players are the best at their position.
Two players out of 53.
But Andrew Whitworth was a free agent signing. Jalen Ramsey was a trade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford, Odell Beckham. I mean, it was guy, Robert Woods. It was guy after guy after guy after guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so stop already. But I'm not trying to advocate the Texans do that. This is not what we're advocating. We're advocating getting some pieces, doing more, maybe doing a deal with a really good player as opposed to a bunch of guys that you're going to give 1 and 2 year deals. They just picked up Sheldon Rankins. They gave Okoronkwo a deal last year for 1 year. Okoronkwo is great. He's a Cleveland Brown now. Mm-hmm. You made him money. Okay, he is going to leave you. Now, you didn't know that Okoronkwo was going to be that good. He ended up pretty good at the end of the season. Yeah, he ended up pretty good at the end of the season. But he's on his way now. As a Malik Collins, he's not a long-term piece.
Well,
Kirksey's not a long-term piece.
When they gave
piece.
Malik Collins like a 3-year deal, which I wish they wouldn't,
yes,
frankly.
Yes, they did. And he's not going to be a long-term deal. This is what I thought when he was putting together his first draft and his first free agent signings. I'm like, why are you doing that? Why are you bringing in a bunch of just guy veterans that are certainly not going to be here just to fill in pieces to lose football games as opposed to even getting free? Get as many if you can't get them through the draft because you didn't have draft picks, get undrafted free agents that are young that maybe can play, you know, as opposed to these guys that are just journeymen that are not going to be there and
are not adding
to your future.
But, John, journeymen are better than undrafted free agents.
I don't care, but you still had the worst record in the league with journeymen free agents.
Right, right. But
as opposed
still,
to finding out if guys could play.
Well, you still want, but you did, but you just made the point that Okoronkwo ended up being a pretty good player.
He's a young guy, though, Lance, that you found out and you could have had
a
long-term deal with.
But Denzel Perryman's not older, but you didn't have to do a long-term deal with him. He's not really a long-term deal guy. The Browns didn't do a long-term deal with them. The new thing in the NFL is long-term deals are going away. You either, if you're an offensive lineman, you're going to get 4-year deals like McGlinchey. One of the things that we're seeing now is I'm looking at other teams too. Only certain players get 3 and 4 years. Most of them are just getting 1 and 2 now, which is crazy. This is turning into Premier League where we're going to see more player movement in football than in the history of any other sport. Guys are, the way that it's set up, it's just you either have 3 and 4 year guys like you're advocating for, or you're going to have 1 and 2 year guys.
I want 3 and 4 year guys. Listen, you can fill in with guys. That's fine. And now you got a lot of draft picks.
Like
and
the
you
know Astros what? Used to do with bullpen, basically.
With bullpen. Yeah. Or starters, Feldman or whoever right. they brought in. And they went and traded for Gerrit Cole. And this is the way to get some good. My point is get a couple of good guys, not a bunch of just throw stuff out there. Get a couple of good guys that are going to be cornerstones and going to be here for a few years while you are getting better. And by the way, you get a quarterback, You can get better pretty quick.
But I mean, but the two teams in the Super Bowl, they are built through the draft.
It's all,
and I know you're not saying don't build through the draft. I know you're not. I know you're not saying that. But nobody wants to tie up their salary cap with guys who other teams don't even want to keep.
Listen, it's not that they don't want to keep them. It's that they got to the end of their and they move it and
they don't want them for a second contract in most cases. Even Tremaine Edmonds. No second contract.
Well, because they can't. There's a lot of instances where they're gone because of money. That's why.
Yeah.
Because of salary cap stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's the key now is once you draft guys, it's hard. I remember I used to have a problem with Rick Smith not keeping guys for second contracts. But, you know, in hindsight, once I really started looking into it and I really started being introspective about it, did you want Brooks Reed to get a second contract? Did you want Connor Barwin? Like, they were pretty good players, but I don't know that you wanted them to have a second contract. And my whole problem was, man, the Texans are drafting a bunch of second rounders they can't hang on to. This is kind of where football's gone. If you want to hang on, they got to be special players to hang on to them for second contracts now, or you just end up letting them walk. Tremaine Edmonds, they got to hang on to him for 5 years, the Buffalo Bills, and then he walks. But once you pay your quarterback, but right now is when you can sign these players, though. I mean, to your point, the Bears can sign Tremaine Edmonds, because they have Justin Fields on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
So you can afford to do
and
it.
And you're going to have a bunch of guys on rookie deals. That's the point.
Because Josh
That's
Allen.
Great. That's great. Build it through the draft. Get good draft picks. Take Sauce Gardner, maybe. Whatever. And hopefully Derek Stingley works
Why
out.
Why would you take Sauce Gardner?
You wouldn't.
He's not as
no
good
one
as...
Would. No one would. He's awful. Why would you do that? But to build it through the draft, but when you're filling in, fill in with pieces that will be useful. Like Mike Meltzer made a good point on with the Wheelhouse Boys yesterday that get some guys that have some value that you can turn into some draft picks. All right, that a lot of guys are even if it's a fifth rounder, even if it's a sixth rounder, get guys that as opposed to there's zero value. Name the value on the free agents that Nick Caserio has gotten here. Name one guy. Well, Okoronkwo was one guy that had some value.
Well, I watched Ballard do this the first year. I remember in camp looking at. I went to camp that first year and was hanging out with him for a week, and it was terrible. The roster was terrible, and now he didn't do this for 3 years. I mean, the process was we got to turn the whole roster over because anytime you do this, and Nick Caserio had to do this, anytime you flip the roster. You just get bits and pieces. You start building through the draft, and you got to rebuild your core. You know, this is the third draft for him. It's the third offseason for him. So you typically, like guys like Denzel Perryman, okay, that makes sense. That's a real starting inside linebacker. If you get him, they haven't gotten him yet. Sheldon Rankins makes some sense for what the defense. So a lot of these guys do make sense. They're going to be
Sheldon
starters.
Rankins. And fine. And you know what? Sheldon Rankins does make some sense. Sheldon Rankins is going to be a
and
good
so
football
does Denzel,
player.
And so does Denzel Perry. You want a thumper next to Christian Harris.
And yet, you know what? He's going to – now, unless he likes it here and unless they start to show some progress, Sheldon Rankins is going to be here for 1 year, give him $10 million, and he's going to move on to somebody else. Okay? That's what's more
Possibly,
than likely going to happen.
Or you give him that extension. You see him
if he deserves. And you know what? That's a good football. Well, that's a good job.
No, what you've done though is you keep it. But remember now, you're keeping it open to the possibility of drafting defensive linemen because Sheldon Rankin on a 3-year deal. You're like, well, we can't draft behind him now in the first or second rounds. So now you've got the opportunity. Sheldon Rankin means what this means when you do a 1-year deal. You don't have to reach, but if the player's there you want, you draft him. And if he's not. Well, at least we got the position filled with a guy who can play. So that's one of the things that teams do for free agency.
I'm not opposed at all to Sheldon Rankin. Sheldon Rankin is nice.
Right.
You know what? Jimmy, if they get Denzel Perryman, that's nice. That's the kind of thing that they should be doing.
Right, and they are.
They
haven't signed Denzel.
No.
They're still going after him.
Name all the other guys that they've done.
Well, I think Jimmy Ward is probably a culture guy for the young guys. Give Petrie and those guys, and that may be one where you say we need a veteran for Stingley. That might be a Stingley.
That might be a Stingley move.
I don't know. Yep. I don't know if Jimmy Ward is that kind of guy, but my assumption is he's a veteran. Obviously, you're going to have 49ers coming over.
Oh, yeah.
You already know this. All right. Two of them have already come over.
Right. All right, we got to break it here. Desmond is what we got to talk about now. But yeah. we got more of this. If you got any thoughts, 713-780-3776.
John Daspit is, and I got in trouble with my daughter. Bad trouble that I have to tell you about. This is on a car ride. So anyway, so listen, here's something that you need to keep in mind. If you are injured badly in Iraq, every time I say Iraq, I think about this too, because John Daspit has had people who he's had to, who have had loved ones lost in car wrecks. A lot of times, 18-wheelers, for example, are the ones who can cause the most damage when a driver is not paying attention, falls asleep, or whatever. These are incidents where people are hurt badly. You may have loss of life. It can be a severe injury that ends up, you have to spend multiple weeks, maybe months in the hospital, whatever the case may be, and it's going to have an impact on your quality of life the rest of your life. You really want somebody who is looking out for you, because you've lost a portion of your ability to live your best life through no fault of your own, someone else's negligence. It can happen also at the workplace, refinery blasts, the Astrodome, the Astroworld concert. You know, John is representing people on those fronts as well. This is what Daspa Law Firm will do. They stand up for people who have been injured, and they are going to make sure they fight back against insurance companies looking to squeeze you with the settlements. You've got bills to pay. You have a loss of you know, loss of your quality of life. This needs to be accounted for, and someone needs to be held accountable. And John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm will do that for you. Make sure you take this number down, 713-322-SURF. That's 713-322-SURF. Or go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome in here on ESPN. If you've got thoughts on this, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
I think Jeremy Branham is in your head.
No, Jeremy Branham's not in my head. It was segments, multiple segments, condescending about how stupid everybody is if you want to get some good free agents in here. And it's just ridiculous. Get some good. Here's the deal. I don't care if you draft them. I don't care if you pick them up in free agency. Yes, you're paying for other teams. If you're getting good players, you're going to pay for the other teams, what they did for other teams. The assumption that no player ever worked out, no player has ever worked out as a free agent is stupid, okay? And that was also said. You can get good football players. You can get good football players. And, oh, by the way, we're not advocating build this team through free agency. We're advocating build it through the draft. But when you get free agents, go out and get some good free agents. They're going to be here, hopefully long-term, and going to contribute when you're good.
Once again,
it doesn't take long to turn it around in the NFL.
And no, it doesn't, but acknowledge the left tackle contract that could be coming as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And if it's not coming, but that's another, okay, I don't know what the Texans are thinking on Laramie Tunsil.
I don't either.
Are you going to give him $25 million a year? Are you going to give him $100 million?
You're thinking.
You're giving him $100 million?
Whatever you're thinking, I don't know what you're thinking, but it's probably going to have to be that Laramie Tunsil stays with the Texans. If you're drafting a quarterback, you're going to need to have a left tackle. I mean, why? It's not. I don't love the idea of having to give Tunsil a bunch of money again based on, but that's probably just a bias because I don't like the way it went down with Laramie Tunsil in the David Culley year. I felt like he cares just as much about his Instagram page as being out there on the field and playing. That's probably a bias I have against him. Just, you know, because offensive linemen, I mean, my offensive line group that I'm with, they're always pointing out, like, we don't do this. Offensive linemen don't do, you know, they had pictures of him back when he was in Miami. Like, what are we doing here, Tunsil? This is not what offensive line. These are all former NFL and college offensive linemen. But, you know, the way he sat out with that injury really rubbed me the wrong way. But he played really well last year. He's really good. I liked him when he was at Miami. I liked him coming out of the draft. He was one of the highest rated players in the draft for me. You know, you get past bias. Laramie Tunsil's what you need out there at left tackle.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. So, yeah, he got over on you in the first contract on Bill O'Brien, and it wasn't long enough. And, you know, we already know all that stuff. But if you're going to draft Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, for example, and frankly, Levis Richardson, it doesn't matter. If you're drafting quarterback, left tackle and wide receiver are the two most important things that you need to have, because you got to have that protection. People say blindside. Frankly, you got to have a left and right tackle. It doesn't matter. And you also need good interior protection too. So now let's just go say the full offensive line. You have to be able to protect passer. But so I saw how hard it was after Dwayne Brown was gone. They kept thinking they were going to figure it out. They didn't figure it out. Once Dwayne Brown left, they didn't figure it out at all. And Dwayne Brown played forever after he left the Texans, it felt like.
Yeah, no. No, that was a huge mistake. So, okay. Laramie Tunsil wants a four-year, $100 million deal. You doing it or not? Answer the question.
Say it again. How much?
4 years, $100 million. Well, he's at 22 now. He's got to, you know what? He's got to get a raise.
Well, but no, but he started, but he's the one that started the whole deal. Well, yes. No one even.
No, what okay. Do you think he's going to? Hey, oh, you know what, guys?
Okay.
Let me take a cut.
This is what's going to be tricky. Mike McGlinchey, who is not as good as Laramie Tunsil, but he just signed a deal with the new. So this is now a deal 3 years after Tunsil's deal. Yeah. And he just signed a five-year deal worth $87.5 million, 52.5 guaranteed. I mean, that's a brand new contract for a starting left for a starting right tackle that's going over to the Denver Broncos. I mean, that's five at 85.
Right.
That's not even close to what you're talking about.
No, no, but that's a right tackle that's not as good.
You know what you say? We'll give you the same deal.
No,
we'll give you the same deal.
You're not getting the same deal.
We can't give you a raise.
The same deal that he had before.
But it is going to be tricky, because how do you give him a raise on something that's already out of whack?
Well, listen, that's him. He ain't taking a pay cut. And oh, by the way, if he goes out to the free agent market, he probably gets it.
I'm looking at. I'm going to look at contracts. I'm going to look at top salaries.
Positional payrolls. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. By player. We'll find out.
I'll find out.
We'll find out here. Exactly. Salary rankings. Okay. Here we go. Left tackle. We're going to. I'm telling you here and now, Laramie Tunsil. So you're not doing it, in other words, is what you're saying. You're not giving him a raise. Well, you don't want him to have a 4 year deal.
Yeah, I'm actually standing up to him this time, as opposed to Bill O'Brien. He got tricked by Laramie pretending like he wouldn't take his call and having his friends answer the phone and say, he's mad at you, Bill. What? I mean, it was like, this is like junior high trickery. Tell him I'm not going to go out with him. And I just tell him I put maybe, and I didn't check yes that I want to go with him. I just checked maybe, but I'm also mad at him because I saw him talking to a girl on a playground. I mean, Bill got tricked by some of the most basic shenanigans in the world.
745 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll get to it on the other side. But right now we're talking about Billy Brown, and we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing, and we're talking about AqueductPlumbingCompany.com, AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. If you're looking for the best way to get any kind of problem that you have, or even if you don't have a problem, look, be preemptive, okay? If you have a tankless water heater, There's sediment in there that you need to clean out so that you don't have problems going forward. I had problems. I had issues. I had water pressure problems, and it was like, oh my gosh, what's going on with my pipes? It's not my pipes. It was my water tank. It was my tankless water heater, and it was like there's so much sediment built up in here after 8-9 years. If you haven't done anything with your tankless water heater, you need to do something with it. How about leak detection? They're awesome. They've done that a few times for us. Any kind of repipes that you had to do your whole backyard?
Yeah, I had to do. Well, it turned into backyard because they had to trench out to the city line because I had bellying in my line, and so I had water that was coming back up. Like, we weren't getting we just thought it was strange that we weren't getting water consistently down the garbage disposal, and it would come back up. And it turned out there was a really major issue that they had to take care of. And we're glad we got it done. It's one of those things you just have to have done. But if you have to have a major job like that done, you want it done by a company that is going to charge you a fair price. It's going to be completely transparent, someone you can trust, and that's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5. Hey, guys, let's talk about tequila. Let's talk about making sure that Maestro de Bell is on your shelf. If you're looking for a top-end tequila at a fair price, an affordable price, but one that really blows you away, a tequila that's going to be impressive when your friends come over, a tequila that you sip on to share special special news or at a special engagement. Maybe you want a tequila for the first day of March Madness. Maybe Maestro Dobel. Maestro Dobel is also, they've got John Rahm. They are the official tequila sponsor of the PGA Tour as well. They're involved in the sports world. Maestro Dobel is for anyone who appreciates a good tequila, whether it is for your margaritas, for a different cocktail, or you want a sipping tequila. And there's different types of tequilas, and that's very important for you to know, because the Reposado couldn't be more different than the Añejo, and yet they're both tequilas, but both of them are creamy and smooth and delicious, and yet they have different flavor profiles. Make sure that you try out Maestro Dobel. I think you're going to make sure you're going to keep one of these bottles on the shelf. But buy a bottle, send me a picture, show me what you got, and tell me how you like it. It's Maestro Dobel.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 749 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Just an FYI, Trent Williams is the highest paid AAV, average annual value, of his contract. $23,010,000 per year. David Bakhtiari's second at $23 million, and Laremy Tunsil's $22 million. It is not outrageous for Laremy Tunsil, who says, I want to be the highest paid left tackle in the NFL. And not right now, it's not outrageous, $25 million a year. It's just not. It is what it is. It is what it's going to be. Laremy Tunsil right now takes up 10.86% of the team's cap. It with Trent Williams at 23 and David Bakhtiari at 23 per year, $25 million for Laremy Tunsil is about what he's going to get.
He's going to ask for it.
Well,
I don't go over Trent Williams.
Well, he's going to get more than Trent Williams. He's the next man up. He's the next man up. That's what happens. But he got it. He got a big jump over the next. Who was the next guy at $18 million 3-4 years ago when Laremy Tunsil got his deal? He went from 18 to 22.
I think it was Ronnie Stanley.
Ronnie Stanley. He went. He was up. He went from 18 to 22, $4 million more than Stanley. I certainly don't think it's outrageous that Laremy Tunsil asks for and gets 25 when Trent Williams and David Bakhtiari are both out there at 23.
He might. The base, the base for Trent Williams this year is 19.4. Laramie's base is 18.5.
But he redid it.
It depends on,
he redid his. He did redid
this
year.
Well, all you do is when you redo, they just give you cash.
Yeah, they give you cash.
It's the best thing in the world.
But that's why his.
They actually give you more cash up front.
That's why his base is that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, his base in 20 was okay, because his base in 20 was $10 million, and his base was $990,000. In how is that possible? Oh no. Yeah, he signed a 3-year $66 million.
Well, he got it all
signing, but his guaranteed money was basically. How about this? His guaranteed money at $50 million was almost as much as. Well, Trent Williams got $55 million guaranteed. He got almost the same amount of guaranteed money with two fewer years.
Yeah.
Although, frankly, at 3 years, basically, it's all guaranteed.
Well, it was a
you're
stupid
going
deal.
To get the deal.
There was a gun to their head, because if they had lost Laremy Tunsil after giving up all those picks, it would have been disaster. So they just had to do whatever Laremy Tunsil said. Now you don't have to do whatever Laremy Tunsil says. But here's the deal: is you want Laremy Tunsil now? Actually, after he sat out with his pinky, he had a broken nail. Last year or the year before?
So just so you know, the restructure was 2022. He went from 17.85 down to $1 million. They gave him money, converted it into signing bonus. So this is his actuals. This is his 18.5 was not reworked. That's his actual number. But 3.25 is from the signing bonus. So there's restructure money of $13 million. And yeah, it's I'm just looking at it. It's a little bit confusing here, but just know that Laremy Tunsil's got a ton of money, and he's about to get a ton of money. And you know what, John? Yeah, you're probably right. It'll probably be 4 to 100. Just going to have to do it.
That's right.
You got to do it. The problem is, if he hits the open market, you got to get it done before. Okay, here's what I would ask Laremy. Listen, you know what you did last time wasn't fair. Okay? We both know that wasn't
but,
fair.
But
what
I
you
set
did.
The market, and Trent Williams and David Bakhtiari both have
Laremy, a 20. I get that. But what you did wasn't right. And listen, at some point, you're going to have to meet your maker. And I think that if you give us maybe a little bit of a hometown discount or even just a hometown regular thing, maybe.
I'm a little, here's a little something for you, Maker. Here's a little something.
Listen.
I got some.
Are you tithing? Because if you're not tithing, maybe you need to get right with Jesus or whoever you pray to. Maybe you need to get right for what you did. Because what you did last time is not something that Jesus would have done with the lepers. Oh, he would have tricked the lepers out of several million dollars? No.
No.
Would he have done that? Would he, you know, you're supposed to the tax, you let the tax collector collect his taxes and give Jesus what is due Jesus. Maybe give Houston what is due Houston. You tricked Bill O'Brien last time. You got a deal that was better than you should have, okay? So how about you do a little clawback deal where we do a four-year $21 million deal.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that.
$84 million
take a
per year.
You want to take a cut?
Okay. I will give you a good signing bonus.
For his Maker.
Well, I'm not done. Gift cards. We have gift cards to restaurants also.
Casa do Brasil.
Well, yep. We're going to do a churrascaria. We've got car wash discounts or cards for your first $100. Like, we've got that. We've got some different types of.
How about it stays at the Houstonian? You did that for one other.
We're staying away from that. A little bit too much heat there. We're not going to do that. But we do have some really nice, if you want to do some staycations, we can do that. Yeah. We'll let you host Tastemaker Awards with Bun B.
What?
When the Tastemaker Awards pop up for Culture Map. Would you like to be in the parade when they do the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo? Maybe you can be the Grand Marshal.
Will Cal make me burgers?
Cal will make you burgers. Or you can make burgers with Cal. We will let you cut the line to Trill Burgers where you don't have to wait in line.
Ooh, what?
You can cut the line to Trill Burgers. See, it didn't. Some of your advantages don't have to just be us giving you millions, Laramie. We can do lots of things for you. How about this? Crawfish, $8 a pound, not $10 a pound.
No.
You can get it discounted somewhere.
That's impossible. There's zero chance you can get $8 a pound crawfish right now.
Man, I remember when crawfish used to be like $4 a pound.
$4. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
It's $10 a pound now, really?
$10 a pound. Everywhere.
Really?
It's just ridiculous. I think we're going to lose our sports show license.
What does that mean?
Well, we're going to lose our license to be able to have a sports show because we haven't even mentioned Aaron Rodgers yet.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to mention Aaron Rodgers stuff.
If you don't.
Yeah. Or Lamar Jackson.
Dude, I was playing a little cards yesterday.
How excited was ESPN?
And ESPN was on. ESPN was on the whole time.
Breaking news.
They went literally, it had to be 5 or 6 straight hours of it, nothing but every show, no straying from the topic of Aaron Rodgers. It is amazing. Now, they did make a good point on the morning show. They said, okay, after Aaron Rodgers, after this is over, everybody calling him a diva and all the stuff and all. They said, okay, what are we going to talk about next again? Okay, because this is the story. Okay,
yeah.
This is the story in the NFL. And, oh, by the way, he's great content. He's great content until you run it into the ground and over and over and over and over and over and over. Here's Aaron Rodgers. He was on yesterday. He made the announcement on
McAfee. We knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah, there's no other way. There's no other way he could possibly speak through any. He has to speak. That's a special relationship.
No, but he doesn't like the media. He likes being able to control this.
Well, okay, here he is talking about Adam Schefter, as a matter of fact. Speaking of the media, here is Aaron Rodgers talking about Adam Schefter yesterday.
It's so ridiculous. Listen, just ask Schefter what I text him when he somehow got my number and texted me. You know, I didn't respond to Diana Rossini, I think her name is. But, like, I would say the same thing that I told Schefty. Lose my number.
Ooh.
Nice try. Listen, I'll speak for myself. I'm sure there'll be people that you know, have their sources. But you know, from what I've seen, it's like I had a sheet of paper when I met with the Jets and I said, sign these people. And that's not the reality. That's okay. So ridiculous. It's so stupid to think that I would do it number one. Now, did they ask me about certain guys that I played with over the years? Of course. Did I talk glowingly about teammates that I love? Yeah.
So he is denying that he told the Jets to sign Odell, to sign Randall Cobb, he's to sign Lazard.
He's saying it's a wish list. And maybe it's a wish list, but yeah. What do you think?
Or they ask about, hey, what about this guy? What about that guy? You know, I think they're bending over backwards. And oh, by the way,
that's what they're doing.
Here's the deal, too. If you have to sign Randall Cobb to get Aaron Rodgers, oh, well.
I got a friend of mine who's...
Oh, what are you going to do? Well, you know what, Diva? We're not signing Randall Cobb. They had Zach Wilson last year.
He has all the leverage.
All of it.
And so he's like, it's just a wish list. It's just, I just told him, you know that when, as soon as Aaron Rodgers says, I'd like this guy, they know that by signing Lazard, it improves their chances. Absolutely. He knows what he's doing.
Why do you think they signed Nathaniel Hackett? Why do you think Nathaniel Hackett is there?
Because a friend of mine with the Jets, I said, after it came out that Aaron Rodgers wants to go there now, I said, I will be sending over my list of demands as well. Coming soon. He goes, LFG, send it.
That's right. Oh, I got to sign Randall Cobb to get Aaron Rodgers. And what? Oh, sure. Here, I'll give you a 7-year deal, Randall Cobb, just to get over here. If I can get Aaron Rodgers as opposed to Zach Wilson. Are you kidding me? Of course they're going to do that. 759 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. We got more. We'll talk a little bit more about Aaron Rodgers on the other side.
Good.
Paul Biancardi is going to join us at the bottom of the hour here.
Have you filled out your bracket yet? Have you filled out your bracket?
I have not filled out a bracket.
I've got to here in the next hour.
When you
got
to fill it out now, go to ESPN975.com.
Our bracket. I'm going to fill ours.
You're
going
to go. I'm going to fill one out too for us. And we'll see where we end up with the with all the listeners. But here's the deal. We want to get over 1,000 people
I'm going to punk all of you. So go ahead and get in today.
Oh, did you hear that?
It's going to be easy. So just go to ESPN 97.5, go sign up for the bracket. I will be in there. You'll be able to see who I am, and I will smash everybody.
Wow.
This is the year I smash everybody.
So you get it's absolutely free. You win all kinds of great gift cards to all these places. Courtney put together an unbelievable list of restaurants and services and all kinds of great stuff. So go to ESPN975.com. It is brought to you by Bud Light. So thank you, Bud Light. And we really appreciate it. Thanks for doing that. Get there now. You got to do it before 11 o'clock today. Get to MorleyLaw.com, too, if you have any issue whatsoever. Do you have an issue? If you have an issue with whatever it is, I need you to go to MorleyLaw.com. Their experience, their personalized service, just their great attitude, just their ability to get you what you need. If you have a civil suit, in a lot of cases, you don't pay a dime until you win. You won't pay unless you win. You won't pay until you win. And that's a great thing. That's if you're suing someone civilly. If someone is suing you civilly, that's a different story. Okay. Now, you have to have that lawyer. You have to have that representation because they've got the representation. If an insurance company isn't coming forward, you know what insurance companies have? Lawyers that are going to make it so hard for you to get what you want. You need the desperate law firm. They do this all the time. They do immigration all the time. And you need somebody that does immigration and se habla español as well, because if you go to a law firm that doesn't do any immigration, they don't have any connections there. They don't know what they're doing there. The experience is the key, and there's all kinds of experience in just about every aspect of the law at the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.